Defense Secretary Robert Gates wrapped up a 24-hour visit to Afghanistan today, saying he is confident the NATO operation there is headed in the right direction. Violence across Afghanistan is on the rise, and recently NATO officers announced the discovery of powerful, and they say Iranian-made, roadside bombs. Gates was asked about allegations of Iranian support for the Taliban today.
There have been indications over the past few months of weapons coming in from Iran. We do not have any information about whether the government of Iran is supporting this.
NPR's defense correspondent Guy Raz is traveling with the secretary, and he sent this report.
Last week, a helicopter just like this one, a CH-47, was shot down in Afghanistan. So for Secretary Gates, the pilots decided to fly over Kabul at a near vertical angle. The flight took Gates to what U.S. military trainers call the first Afghan Special Forces training camp.
What station is this?
A young Afghan lieutenant colonel by the name of Muhammad Farid Ahmadi, the battalion commander who's in charge of about 700 men, showed the secretary around as fit young Afghan soldiers staged exercises. Ahmadi handpicked these troops for his new battalion, and he wanted Gates to know that
if we are given good, appropriate training, best equipment, we will do the job better than anybody else.
I have no doubt.
Now, for Gates, this was sort of a trip down memory lane. Walking at his side was a man Gates knew decades ago when he was CIA director. His name is Bismullah Mohammadi, and today he's the chief of the Afghan National Army. But back in the day, Mohammadi was a link between the CIA and the Afghan forces fighting the Soviet occupation, and Gates seemed to revel in the chance meeting.
20 years ago, I was on the other side of the border funneling weapons to this man and his colleagues.
Later in the day, Gates met with Afghan President Hamid Karzai, and at a joint press conference, Karzai, as he normally does, lavished praise on his guest and on the U.S. Congress for a recent approval of $12 billion in aid for Afghanistan.
We are grateful for the United States for having given us tremendous resources in billions of dollars just a few days ago through an approval of Congress.
Gates was beaming. He's made success in Afghanistan his top priority at the Pentagon, and he's been the prime champion of sending more U.S. troops and money to the country. So it sort of blindsided him when Karzai spoke about Iran in glowing terms.
In the past 5 years, Iran has been contributing to Afghanistan's reconstruction. And in the past 5 years, Afghanistan has been Iran's very close friend.
Karzai went on to describe how the United States has been understanding and supportive of what he called the strategic alliance between Kabul and Tehran. But then he quickly retracted the supportive part. Gates stood by, tight-lipped, visibly uncomfortable. The Bush administration suspects Iran is, at some level, fueling the Afghan insurgency. Guy Raz, NPR News.